It's 46 degrees in Carbondale, 39 in Mount Vernon, and 40 in Olney at 7:04. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Fuller. It's chilly to start our day, but we will see sunshine, a high today around 73 degrees. Winds southwest at 5 to 15 miles an hour. Clear tonight, a low of 52, then partly cloudy and warmer tomorrow, high 77. Illinois will step up the government data it puts online under an executive order issued yesterday by Governor Pat Quinn. It comes even as Quinn is keeping information generated by his office under wraps, as Amanda Vinicky reports.
Quinn's order will unleash reams of data to an online clearinghouse. He's commanding all state agencies, departments, and boards to release information they deem could increase public knowledge to data.illinois.gov. The website's already up and running. It has been since last July, but the governor wants to expand it. All facets of state government, even universities, and if they're willing, local governments will use the same operating standards, so collective data is searchable and all in one spot.
This reminds me very much of do as I say and not as I do.
That's media attorney Don Craven.
The actions of this administration have been to take the exemptions in the Freedom of Information Act to new and greater lengths to deprive the public of access to public documents.
Craven says Quinn's office refused to release emails sent by aides that could have revealed if the governor moved the location of an event in southern Illinois to avoid protesters. Quinn's also breaking tradition by refusing to allow journalists to tour state prisons. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
SIUC Chancellor Rita Cheng has been named to a 10-member task force to come up with guidelines for how to distribute the record $60 million fine at Penn State University that's agreed to pay in the wake of the Jerry Sandusky scandal. Cheng says the group will develop a philosophy about what types of programs will receive the money and the investment spending policies.
The task force is designed to have funding go to prevent child sexual abuse or assist the victims of child sexual abuse nationwide.
Cheng says she anticipates the endowment fund will be managed by a third party that'll distribute the money to nonprofit groups involved in child abuse prevention and victim assistance. The 10-member task force is a mixture of university administrators and government and nonprofit organization CEOs. Williamson County Sheriff Benny Vick is asking for help in finding two burglary suspects. The Sheriff's Department says they received a 911 call early yesterday morning regarding an interrupted burglary at the King Tut convenience store. That's where a clerk had arrived to open the store, interrupted the burglary, and was knocked down as at least one person fled. Around the same time, deputies say they were called about a suspicious vehicle in the same area. Marion police stopped the car, took one person into custody, two others got away. Investigators say they're looking for two black men in relation to the incident. No other details are being released at this time, but anyone with information is asked to call the Sheriff's Department. That number is 997-6541 or Williamson County Crime Stoppers. Violence and calls for violence persist around the world in reaction to an anti-Muslim film made in the United States. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin says he sees it as an unfortunate incident. He says the U.S. stands for freedom of speech, even blasphemy. Protesters killed the U.S. ambassador to Libya and three others in the U.S. embassy there last week, and there were riots outside the embassy in Egypt.
There are extremists in every country. There's certainly extremists in these Middle Eastern countries. They reflect the instability of their economy, the instability of their government, and they reflect, some of them, an irrational view toward religion, which goes to the point where they're willing to literally destroy property, even kill people in the name of their religion.
Al-Qaeda is calling for attacks on U.S. diplomats, while protesters in Indonesia want the producer of the anti-Islam film to be punished by the United States. It's still not exactly clear who that producer is. A group campaigning against obesity predicts that by 2030, more than half of the people in Illinois and 38 other states will be obese. Mississippi is expected to retain its crown as the fattest state in the nation for at least two more decades. The report predicts 67% of that state's adults will be obese by the year 2030. We're going to see a sunny sky today, a high around 73 degrees, winds southwest at 5 to 15 miles an hour. It's 46 degrees in Carbondale, 39 in Mount Vernon, and 40 in Olney.